like what you do for a living. These things you see.
You have to wear blinders sometimes. Most times.
Detective William Somerset is looking for a way out.
You're retiring. 6 more days and you're all the way gone.
So how long have you lived here?
Too long.
Detective David Mills is looking for a way in.
We'll be spending every waking hour together from now until the time I leave. I'll show you who your friends and enemies are.
Look, I'm with homicide 5 years, not here.
Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a homicide.
They're caught in a game.
No fingerprints and no witnesses of any kind.
Nope. About the only thing we know about that guy right now is he's totally insane.
Where the price of sin is death.
There are 7 deadly sins. Gluttony.
You're going to come take a look at this.
Greed.
No one touches anything.
Sloth, wrath, pride, lust, and envy. 7. You can expect 5 more of these.
Body was found on Tuesday morning.
I hate this city.
We're going to get who did this.
This will be the very definition of swift justice.
There are 2 more bodies, 2 more victims.
This guy is methodical, exacting, and worst of all, patient.
He's laughing at us.
He had a gun.
He's 2 murders away from completing his masterpiece.
Hey!
Let's finish it.
Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, Gwyneth Paltrow. Seven.
You know, this isn't going to have a happy ending. This pod is extremely popular and worth doing, and I agree with the second part. You know, I love watching movies, and I love talking about movies. And today, folks, we have a lighthearted romp that's fun for the whole family as we travel back to 1995 and back into the world of David Fincher for the crime thriller Seven, a movie that one of our hosts thought the other two had made up and were pranking him. Listen back to the previous episode. And as you know, by the title, we do 2 things. By the title of this podcast, we do 2 things. We talk about movies and we drink while we're talking. And today, I think I have the absolute perfect drink to pair with this film. And I wonder if all of us have the same drink tonight, though I'm going to guess one of us definitely doesn't, as I'm imbibing in my first ever 7 and 7 that
oh,
I just made.
Hate that. Try it. Try it. Drink it right now.
I'm going to drink it right now.
Mm. Love it. Love it, Mikey.
I actually do. Maybe
you
I
don't
didn't,
love it.
Maybe
you're
I didn't
so
overload it. But
shut
I
the fuck up.
I can barely hear it.
No,
oh, that must be the oysters talking, prick. Now, anyway, once again, here to ruin our introduction. As you know, I'm not here alone. Nope, nope, nope. Wake up, Glimmer Twins. It's time to podcast. First up is a prick who is coming straight to us from Dollar Oyster Night with the boys. And right after this, he'll probably dance around in his grandma's panties. Yeah, rubbing himself with peanut butter. Mr. Davey Corsetto, how are you doing, and what were you drinking all night?
I drank a lot of Jameson tonight, and...
What are you drinking now?
I'm drinking Bloody Marys.
Interesting.
You
show
have multiple
it. Can
Bloody
I, can
Marys?
I see it? Can I see
Bloody
the... Mary
because
can you please show it
tonight.
To the camera?
No, listen.
No, I'm sure.
I'm drinking Bloody Marys because the ending was very, very symbolic of a Bloody Mary, I think. Right?
I guess, sure. Yeah. If you, I feel like you read the ending on Wikipedia, and we don't know if you saw it yet.
You feel it. I
but,
that.
And by the way, I wrote man in my introduction, but changed it to prick just because it felt right. Next up is a man who tonight is setting the example. What he's going to do on this podcast tonight is going to be puzzled over and studied and followed forever. Mr. Christopher Mars, how are you doing? And what is in your glass tonight?
Doing well, Michael. I, you know, great minds think alike, of course. I am drinking a 7 & 7 also.
See, that's the only way. I had to go to the liquor store to buy this Seagram 7. I had to look up what was, I was like, what's in a 7 & 7? But I'm drinking it. I'm doing it. I put effort. It's called effort. And before we get into this movie tonight, David,
Monday class.
I thought, you know, we had such fun with it last time. I thought I have three brand new questions for you this evening to see if you could help us out and answer these questions. A little thing I'm calling the David quiz.
Well, sure.
First up, David, brand new question. What day is my birthday?
What day is your birthday?
When is my birthday?
When is your birthday?
Yes. What is my birthday?
It's
the day I was born.
Is August. And it was 2 years behind me.
Mm-hmm. And the day of August, you're getting, you're really doing good.
16th.
Okay. Second question, David. Brand new question. Spell my last name.
C-O-R-E-I-A.
Great. And third question, brand new question. What's the name of the website this podcast is on?
Fans Don't Express.
Oh, and I didn't, I nice. Purposely made sure it wasn't in the thing. You did it again, buddy. Did it again. Perfect 2 for 3. You still don't know my birthday. You never will. That's fine. And we'll see.
What's the name of this movie?
Oh, yeah. What's the name of the movie we just watched tonight?
It's 7. It wasn't the greatest. Chris loves it. I'm sure. I'm sorry that I don't love it. And he's going to be mad at me.
No. Hey, I'm not going to listen. I am not mad. I think it's good that I'm sorry.
Don't be mad at me. I'm so sorry. Don't be mad at me.
I'm not mad that it's good that we have differing opinions.
It was. I mean, fine.
No, it wasn't fine. You have opinion of a fucking moron. But it is good that we have differing opinions.
Hey, it's
the,
happened.
The only reason I was irritated is because you couldn't find the time to watch this fucking movie, and you had to watch 17 other movies that you've seen, mediocre movies,
and you bring them up to us.
Listen, was Napoleon great? No. Was it better than 7? I don't know.
I do know, and everybody listening to this podcast knows.
I haven't seen
7.
It,
7 is a classic. As you saw the multiple lists I showed you, people call this the best serial killer movie of all time. I know. Fincher, it's Fincher, just Fincher doing Fincher. We'll get into it. Well, let Mikey do it.
Yes, let me go.
This just masterful acting.
Was it better than Silence of the Lambs?
Some people think, I don't think it was better than Silence of the Lambs, but I think he was the creepiest serial killer in the history of movies. The most horrific, psychotic, creepiest serial killer.
Mikey today, quote unquote, was, if they had him in this movie more, it might have been better.
They had him the perfect amount. He was uncredited. So, all right. Well, Mikey should announce the movie in the year and stuff like that. And then we'll talk about how great Spacey was, because I agree with it. Looks, sounds like we're finally agreeing. But go ahead. Yes. Go ahead, Mikey.
So this movie, 7 from 1995, written by Andrew Kevin Walker and directed by David Fincher. I don't know Andrew Kevin Walker, but I looked it up. He also wrote the screenplay for the 2023 Fincher film, The Killer. So they have some sort of working relationship. This movie is starring Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt, Gwyneth Paltrow, Arlie Ermey, and uncredited, though he was listed at the end, Kevin Spacey as John Doe. It has an 83% critic score and a 95% audience score on the Rotten Tomatoes. On a budget of only $33 million, it made over $100 million in 1995 and worldwide made over $327 million globally. I think it was in the top 10 for movies for 1995 as far as box office. It was only nominated for one Oscar for film editing, but it lost to Apollo 13. However, Kevin Spacey did win the Oscar that same year for his role in Usual Suspects. So not a bad year for David's all-time favorite actor in person. That's what I have written down. I don't know what that means, but he told me to put it. So
yeah. he's a champion of pederasts, as he as Spacey says. I love
I've
it.
Heard that, yeah.
So we'll get to Spacey in a minute, but I don't know if you knew, like, this movie is so Fincher. So I don't know where Dave was when we were watching this many times on the rotation in the Cox Lane basement.
I feel like that was on probably on a ton of times, right?
It was always on. First time I saw it, obviously very dark. It, you know, obviously keeps you on the edge of your seat. And then that ending is like, holy shit, how dark. What a dark, bleak ending. Depressing. Like our last movie. So when I used to watch it, you know, on the rotation, I was blown away by Pitt, the, you know, his acting at the end. But the more I've watched it over the years, Morgan Freeman, I really think is unbelievable in it. And, but most of all, Spacey, even more so than Usual Suspects. He's great as a verbal can, but as John Doe, he is just creepy,
the
chilling.
Small amount he's in, he steals it.
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
First movie?
No. I mean, he'd been in movies.
He had done plenty of movies.
But he did this.
Glengarry Glen. Right, I don't know after, what you Glengarry Glen Ross.
Is this right after Usual Suspects? It's like he went from Usual Suspects to
well,
this.
Well, yeah, he won this. Right. He won this.
Morgan
it's
Freeman
the same
went,
year.
Went from Shawshank right to this, I think was his next movie.
Yep.
I would say that Morgan Freeman was by far the best character in the movie.
He was so subtle, just the way, I don't know, realistic or something. I don't know what the.
He was, well, I mean, he was jaded. So this was, you know, it takes place in a, you know, it's a fictitious city. It's not supposed to be.
I saw it said an unnamed city.
Yeah, but.
An unnamed city.
Feelings kind of mirror the movie, right?
Yeah.
I'm very drunk right now, so I'm just listening to words.
Well, you know, it's you're bringing something to the table.
That's part of the show.
Well, his feelings with the city was like, it was kind of like lost. And he was lost as well, right?
Yeah, well, it's just a terrible, terrible place.
Why would you come
that's,
here?
You know, it's
why
always raining. It's right, exactly. It was, didn't know why Brad Pitt, Mills' character, chose to relocate there.
Even his wife hated it.
Yep.
Yes, so, yes. I'll get into the plot, but she, right. She's great. Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, yeah. And she was dating Brad Pitt, obviously. And they, you know, the one thing they have look back when they were going out is, you know, oh yeah, we were in a movie together, which she, you know, was beheaded at the end.
Yeah. Good time.
And put in a box. It was horrible. Yes. I love that they don't show it. You know, you just see the unbelievable reaction.
You see the blood Somerset. Stain first, and it's like,
you see the blood stain. So, originally, I guess the guy who wrote the movie, the script was what is in the movie, which has her getting beheaded.
Okay.
So they accidentally sent that to Fincher. Somehow Fincher got that copy. So Fincher was going to quit movies. I guess he did the previous movie he did was Aliens 3. And
oh, Jesus.
And had a terrible experience and was thinking about quitting, actually doing, you know, quitting Hollywood and continuing to direct videos and stuff. That's what he did before. But it had that ending and he's like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to keep this ending. So originally they didn't even, I guess when Mills shoots him, it just cut to black
for some reason.
Faded to, like that, yeah. That would have been even more bleak.
I thought the movie ended with like the helicopter shot. I didn't remember the final shot with him getting in the car at all.
Yeah. But yeah, even the end isn't like, you know, you see him looking
broken,
catatonic,
yeah.
Catatonic state. And,
well,
you know,
his fucking head was cut off.
Yes, I know. I know. I saw the movie. I saw the movie.
I have a question, David.
Yes.
Did you know how the movie was going to end? Like, do you remember that? Does that seem like, because it's pretty famous. What's in
he
the box?
Because
is
he Googled
famous
it.
Quote. Did you know?
Never...
No. Okay. Wait. But did you know what was going to happen?
No, because I fell asleep in this movie like three fucking times in the middle. I had to rewatch it three times. So, however, I knew Wrath was coming. So in that last scene, I figured something was happening.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Because when you're watching it and knowing, you're like, oh, it's like almost, I wouldn't say telegraphing it, but he's kind of, he's really for, you know, like he's foreshadowing it for sure.
Wrap his character up.
Yeah.
Right.
So the first time I watched it, and most people who were present in the 90s watched it.
Right.
That scene, you are so tense when he takes them to the remote location because you don't know what's happening. You don't know what he's setting them up for. You know what I mean? And you're just waiting, and then you finally see the.
I was like, wait, who's the
delivery
second,
guy?
Who's the second death? I'm like, oh shit, that's right.
But yeah, so another option they were bounced around as far as how the movie was going to end was Somerset shooting.
Oh wow,
John Doe to protect Mills. I actually thought that would have been
pretty
cool,
good,
right?
He never know. Yeah, well, he find out eventually.
Him shooting Mills.
Yeah.
Well, him shooting not Mills. That would have been
crazy.
Even worse ending. Yeah. That would have been even worse ending. But him shooting John Doe. Not that he wouldn't find out, but that he wouldn't have to be the one to murder this unarmed man.
That's the question.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. He's in bed.
How did I'm so contrary. How did John Doe get out and kill Brad Pitt's wife when he was already in jail?
He killed.
He wasn't in jail.
Do you want me to explain to him, Mikey?
He had blood all over him when he showed up
at the police station.
He'd already killed him.
Which Mikey's going to insert the clip right there.
Right, boom.
After this, I'm gone.
No big surprise.
Detective!
You're looking for me.
Hey! What's your fucking move? On the fucking floor. Can you keep him away from him? On the fucking floor!
I know you.
Now! Get out! Get down on your stomach, you piece of shit. Now, all the way, fucker. Down, faster, 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 fucker. Now, those on the ground.
Jesus Christ, the fuck is this?
I'd like to speak to my lawyer, please.
God damn it.
He had blood all over him.
Just came from killing her. Yeah.
He had three things of blood, his own blood, which because he cut off his fingertips, the blood of the bride victim, and then an unnamed or an unknown, you know, person, which was
his wife,
Tracy.
Yep.
Exactly. So what about this movie made you fall asleep?
Was it late? I'm serious. Sometimes I fall asleep
because I'm curious.
Movies, but because I'm tired.
Lately this week, and I've tried watching. I watched it last 2 weeks ago, but I just stopped in the middle because I fell asleep. And I watched
again.
It.
It's good to have different opinions.
Yesterday was leg day, so I did.
Fucking asshole!
Did you say that?
And I got home and I was fucking tired. And I tried.
So what do you do? You wake up, you shave them, then what?
And I fell asleep again. However, then I watched it today again, picked it up. And
what did you watch first?
I did like it. I liked the movie. The ending was intense. So I really appreciated the ending. It was really, really good.
It is tough to snack during the movie. So,
Mikey, hold on. Mikey would have been what, Mikey? What would you have been?
I'm sorry?
Victim, I think he's going to
say. Oh, he's going to say which, which one? And you're the vain one who would, you know, have to, it would take forever for you to cut that schnoz off your face, but you would
No, he's the drug dealing pederast.
That's true. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like gluttonous.
Yeah. No, I'd put the strap on with the knife and I'd come for you.
I love when Mills calls them innocent victims. So the opening credits were, you know, are always pointed to and lauded as being so unique and new, which you've seen, you know, kind of ripped off a little bit, but it was like a Nine Inch Nail video, right? Which he directed.
He directed Nine Inch Nails.
Later on, he did, but it was closer, right? Yeah. It was a different version of Closer.
Which for a second I thought, did Trent Reznor do the music, but he wasn't listed because now he does.
Right.
He did David Fincher. Didn't he do the Social Network? He did the score.
Yes, he went on to do a bunch of Fincher movies. Who is it? Paul Thomas Anderson did. Johnny Greenwood did a lot of Paul Thomas Anderson, right? And like it's right. I knew it was like two famous groups, musicians doing the score. David's eyes open.
I think he's open. Yeah. Pants on still? I don't know. Are you in your jammies?
So I'm going to bang out the, let me bang out the plot of this. Yes. Hopefully Dave can stay awake as I bang this out real fast. In an unnamed city, disillusioned homicide detective William Somerset is 1 week from retirement. David Mills, a young hotshot detective, just relocated to the city with his wife, Tracy. On Monday, the two investigate an obese man who was forced to eat until his stomach burst.
Somerset, way to go. It's the way to go.
I paused for that. Somerset doesn't want it to be his last case, so he has to be reassigned, but he's denied. On Tuesday, another victim is forced to cut a pound of flesh, and the words greed appear at the scene. Somerset also ends up finding the word gluttony behind the fridge of the first victim. Clues at the second scene lead the detectives to the next victim, Sloth, who is a drug-dealing pederast tied to his bed for 1 year. Terrible. Dave didn't find that scene very realistic.
He liked that guy's musculature.
Somerset figures the murders are based on the seven deadly sins.
This was found on the wall behind the refrigerator, the obesity murder scene.
Long is the way and hard that out of hell leads up to light.
It's from Milton. Paradise Lost.
All right, I'm confused.
It means that this is beginning. This was found behind the same refrigerator, written in Greece. There are seven deadly sins, Captain. Gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, pride, lust, and envy. Seven.
Hold on. That's not even my desk.
You can expect five more of these.
Now, wait a minute.
I can't get involved in this.
Somerset.
You wanted it.
I'm all over it.
Great plot premise, for a movie. Yeah. I'm sorry, Dave. Great premise. Tracy ends up inviting Somerset for dinner. What a sad existence Tracy had. No friends, right? Helping the detectives connect with Tracy, befriending William, and end up meeting him and telling him she is pregnant. Somerset tells her to only inform David if she intends to keep the baby. So Somerset uses his FBI connection to track people taking out books based on the seven deadly sins, which leads them to the apartment of John Doe. Doe ends up shooting at them and escapes after beating up Mills, deciding to let him live. They find hundreds of notebooks and photographs of victims. On Saturday, they investigate fourth victim, Lust, who has been raped with a custom-made bladed strap-on. it's a fun scene. On Sunday, they find the pride victim who was disfigured and given a choice to call for help or commit suicide. Mills and Somerset return to the station as Doe arrives and surrenders himself.
Cut off all his fingernails.
They had no fingerprints. He threatens to plead insane unless the two detectives escort him to a remote location where they will find the envy and wrath victims, he tells them, at least.
My client says there are two more bodies, two more victims hidden away. He will take detectives Mills and Somerset to these bodies, but only detectives Mills and Somerset, only at 6 o'clock today.
Why us?
He says he admires you.
It's part of the game.
My client claims that if the detectives do not accept this offer, these two bodies will never be found.
Frankly, Counselor, I'm inclined to let them rot.
We've got him. Downstairs, locked up, done deal. He's going to get his free room and board. He's going to get his free cable TV. Hell, my wife doesn't even have cable. Why are we having this conversation?
Mills.
Now, hey, something stinks. And this one here and his three... Yeah, you. And your $3,000 suit and that smug smile on your face dealing for that piece of shit. I don't like
Mills.
I am required by law to serve my clients to the best of my ability and to serve their best interests.
We don't make deals here, Mr. Swar.
My client also wishes to inform you that if you do not accept, he will plead insanity across the board.
Let him try it. I'd like to see him try it.
Come on now, Martin. We all know with the extreme nature of these crimes, I could get him off with such a plea.
I'm not letting this conviction slide. I can tell you that.
He says that if you do accept, under his specific conditions, he will sign a full confession, plead guilty right now.
It's your case. Make a decision.
Full confession. I'm in.
It has to be the both of you.
If you were to claim insanity, this conversation is admissible. The fact that he's blackmailing us with his plea.
And my client would like to remind you two more are dead. The press would have a field day if they were to find out the police didn't seem too concerned about finding them, giving them a proper burial.
If, in fact, there are two more dead.
Lab report came up from downtown. They did a quickie on Doe's clothing and fingernails. They found blood from Doe, from him slicing his fingers. Blood from the woman whose face he cut off. And blood from a third party, as yet unidentified. You'd be escorting an unarmed man.
Let's finish it.
Doe tells him God has chosen him and his story will be remembered for a long time. They reach the remote location where a delivery van arrives and Somerset intercepts and gets a package.
California, stay away from here. Stay away from here now. Don't come in here.
Whatever you hear, stay away.
John Doe has the upper hand. Mills!
Here he comes.
What?
I wish I could have lived like you did.
Shut up. What the fuck are you talking about?
Do you hear me, Detective? I'm trying to tell you how much I admire you. And your pretty wife.
What?
Tracy.
What'd you fucking say?
It's disturbing how easily a member of the press can purchase information from the men in your precinct.
Put your gun down!
I visited your home this morning. After you'd left. I tried to play husband. I tried to taste the life of a simple man.
Blow it away!
It didn't work out. So, I took a souvenir. Her pretty head.
What the fuck is she talking about?
Give me your gun.
What's going on over there?
Put the gun down.
I saw you with the box. What was in the box?
Because I envy your normal life.
Put the gun down, baby.
It seems that envy is my sin.
No, what's in the box?
Not till you give me the
gun. What's in the fucking box?
Give me the gun.
He just told you.
You lie! You're a fucking liar! Shut up!
That's what he wants. He wants you to shoot him.
No! No! You tell me. That's not true. That's not true.
Become vengeance, Dave.
No, she's all right. You tell me.
Become wrath.
Tell me she's all right!
If you made her a suspect, David.
No!
Just throw it all away, you know.
No!
She begged for her life, Detective.
Shut up!
She begged for her life.
Shut up.
And for the life of the baby inside of her.
Shut up!
He didn't know.
Give me the gun, baby. David, if you kill him, he will win.
God! Oh!
Despite Somerset's pleas, Mills shoots Doe dead, fulfilling his plan. they remove a catatonic Mills and say they will take care of him, with Somerset telling his captain he will be around.
That's correct. And they have the
Ernest Hemingway quote. Pretty bleak ending.
Pretty bleak ending. And that, when Spacey realizes that Mills didn't know that he was having a baby.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't know. Like, oh.
I love
rewatching. I forgot, because I honestly hadn't seen this movie in probably, you know, since it first came out. But this time when the photographer kind of went, you know, took a picture and stumbled away.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's him. I'm pretty sure that.
Well, and then
him.
You heard his voice too,
right?
The space.
And then I thought, because he overheard Mills, I thought, oh, is that how he finds out his name? And I don't know. He said later he can bribe newspaper people or whatever, or people. Yeah.
Right, and that's probably how they find Mills's address.
And then you picture you can't help but think of, like, because he's explaining what he did when he went over.
Oh yeah,
to Tracy,
murdering her.
Think,
and...
Oh my God, she was so sweet. Yeah. She was so sleepy.
Rough,
oh, David.
Yeah. Brutal ending. Brutal ending. It was a very Fincher movie.
I texted Chris about, because I didn't text Dave because I don't know what he saw and what he didn't see. There's a moment where it's just Pitt
still
and Freeman, and they're just, oh, you're still, what's that?
I'm convinced he hasn't seen it.
But, oh, there's Pitt and Freeman, and they're just talking about, like, they're actively doing the investigation. It reminded me of a little bit of Zodiac, just two people going over the facts and trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
And it turns out I love that, because I thought that was awesome.
It was great. It was Fincher.
David, could you take your phone microphone, put it across the room, and put a pillow over your head?
Under his pillow. It's under his pillow.
We can barely hear you.
All right. The constant raining of this movie created such a dreary backdrop.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I honestly caught that from the fucking very beginning. There was not a fucking scene outside that pretty much wasn't raining, except for the ending.
That's true. It's a nice sunny day when they're out in the desert.
Yep.
How did that happen, Chris?
How did what happen?
The only sunny day was the last fucking day of the shoot, when his fucking wife's head was in a box.
It was the happiest day of Spacey's life. I don't know. It was a sunny desert.
I mean, it would have kind of ruined the scene, you know. Yeah. Would it ruin the whole? It just, yeah, no, you're right that the rain is obviously meant to just put a damper on things and just show how awful the city was, with pederasts and sex workers. And
I liked seeing little faces like you recognize, like Arlie Army pops up.
Oh yeah, you know.
Do you know Mark Boone Jr.? From Sons of
Anarchy.
Yes,
he was also in, he was in,
I know, from
Memento.
That first. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Remember he was in Memento?
All right. I know that you guys don't think I've watched
the FBI.
Movie. The dialogue at the end, when Kevin Spacey was basically defending himself about how shitty life
is. Oh, in the car? Yeah, yeah.
You were agreeing with it all?
Not that I'm agreeing with it all, but it's pretty fucking symbolic, though, of what's going on in the world today.
I've been trying to figure something in my head, and maybe you can help me out, yeah? When a person is insane, as you clearly are, do you know that you're insane? Maybe you're just sitting around, reading Guns and Ammo, masturbating in your own feces. Do you just stop and go, wow, it is amazing how fucking crazy I really am? Yeah? Do you guys do that?
It's more comfortable for you to label me insane.
It's very comfortable.
It's not something I would expect you to accept. But I did not choose. I was chosen.
Whatever.
I don't doubt that you believe that, John. But it seems to me that you're overlooking a glaring contradiction.
Meaning what?
Glad you asked. If you were chosen, that is, by a higher power, if your hand was forced, seems strange to me that you would get such enjoyment out of it. You enjoyed torturing those people. This doesn't seem in keeping with martyrdom, does it?
John.
I doubt I enjoyed it any more than Detective Mills would enjoy time alone with me in a room without windows. Isn't that true? How happy would it make you to hurt me with impunity?
That hurts my feelings. I would never.
You wouldn't, only because there's consequences. It's in those eyes of yours, though. Nothing wrong with a man taking pleasure in his work. I won't deny my own personal desire to turn each sin against the sinner.
Wait a minute. I thought all you did was kill innocent people.
Innocent? Is that supposed to be funny? An obese man? A disgusting man who could barely stand up? A man who, if you saw him on the street, you'd point him out to your friends so that they could join you in mocking him? A man who, if you saw him while you were eating, you wouldn't be able to finish your meal? And after him, I picked the lawyer, and you both must have secretly been thanking me for that one. This is a man who dedicated his life to making money by lying with every breath that he could muster to keeping murderers and rapists on the streets.
Murderers.
A woman.
Murderers, John, like yourself.
A woman. So ugly on the inside that she couldn't bear to go on living if she couldn't be beautiful on the outside. A drug dealer, a drug-dealing pederast, actually. And let's not forget the disease-spreading whore. Only in a world this shitty could you even try to say these were innocent people and keep a straight face. But that's the point. We see a deadly sin on every street corner, in every home, and we tolerate it. We tolerate it because it's common. It's trivial. We tolerate it morning, noon, and night. Well, not anymore. I'm setting the example. And what I've done is going to be puzzled over and studied and followed forever.
It is like it's shitty, and everyone turns their fucking eyes.
He has a point.
It's a great premise. The seven deadly sins is a great premise.
Can you name the seven deadly sins right now? I don't think I can without thinking about them.
Greed, wrath,
gluttony, wrath,
gluttony,
envy,
wrath,
sloth, envy,
pride, lust,
chunk. Oh, wait, that's the Goonies.
What?
Sloth and chunk is a, it was.
I think
you
got them
chunk.
All.
Yeah.
Wrath, envy, pride,
wrath,
lust,
envy, hair
gluttony,
plugs.
Greed.
I forget there's an eighth.
I would die of pride.
Nair.
First,
you would
die of
cirrhosis of the liver.
I mean, judging from the looks of you, it would be sloth.
It was right there.
But yes, I agree. The back and forth in the car, which it's so sad because you're like, when Mills is like, fuck you, you fucking freak. You're a t-shirt of the week. You're a movie of the week. You're a t-shirt at best. But you know, you love that, and then you know,
it's worse even when you know
really gets
happen.
The last laugh. Exactly, watching again,
like,
it's painful.
Don't, Mills.
It's like, you know, and he's like, "We would have caught you eventually." And he's like, "You know, is that before I broke your face? You know, I let you."
I love that he's almost dressed like Kaiser Sose at some point with the hat and the jacket. Similar kind of like, you know, where he's hiding, he's pretending to be someone. Turns out he's really good at being a creep. Who would have thunk it?
Played it perfectly.
Life in the movies.
Yeah.
What a great actor he is, though. What a fucking shame, because he's such a great actor.
Yeah.
I know.
True that.
I'm like, yeah, I bet you'd probably fall in line with him and everything he stands for. Right?
Nope. No, David, I stopped watching House of Cards. I mean, I just... I don't think
because he was off the show.
Season.
Yeah,
I think that's
great.
When I stopped actually. But
he was great. So, like I said, great movie to most of our. I mean, I assume our listeners will enjoy
it's
this
okay.
movie more than Dave has.
When we did Black Hawk Down, I liked it but didn't love it.
Yeah.
So you know, Dave loves shoot 'em ups. He loves shooting and
I mean, Seven's better than Black Hawk Down. I like Black Hawk Down.
They're
very different movies.
Different movies.
I'm just saying that we have disagreed in the past about things. That's all I was saying. I thought maybe you could comprehend that. But hey,
I'm not like glutton like you.
Nope.
Right?
You're, is there is the ninth deadly sin is being a prick, and you have that in like, spades. So, and you know why? Are there any final words about this movie?
I just had my favorite scenes listed. It was obviously the ending and the car ride leading up to it. Those are probably the two best scenes. I love when Somerset goes to the library.
The first time with the poker. With the poker.
Yeah.
He's listening to the classical music. We have some culture. Yep.
I loved how Mills just hated reading.
The Cliff Notes.
You get the Cliff Notes.
I
think they come in a movie with Somerset like a prequel, because like I'm sure his life
character, right? Yeah.
Yeah, his character.
It could have been a series. Like I said, this movie could have been a series. I also, you know, what's his name? I'm having a brain cramp from Platoon and Mikey's never seen
Platoon, Arlie Ermey.
No. The guy leading the SWAT team who was also in the chopper. Oh,
John
you know,
C.
California.
McKinley?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. I love the SWAT scene, which David doesn't like this scene for some reason. When they come into, they think because the fingerprints are at the Greed location, they lead them to Sloth's apartment, and he's in bed. But yeah, and they didn't tell any of the actors that guy was going to be alive.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So that Freaked reaction was nice. They called him dicks. Off. He called.
Yes.
You know,
he yells
dicks.
Yes. Right away. You're like, is he calling a guy?
And they're like, no, he's just. Yeah.
So, the scene was so well shot. The whole movie was well shot.
Even the smaller things. I really liked the what seemed like real laughter. And it seemed like they were finally bonding with the vibrating apartment comment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Together.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, Tracy, he's like, what are you laughing at? So, oh, yeah. You love to hear. Morgan Freeman laughing. Yeah.
Well, the like fact that Tracy reached out to Somerset to talk.
It's sad. She's got no friends. Yeah. She has no friends.
Yeah, it reminds me of Mikey.
She was in over her head, some might say. David, when you say I have no friends, remember something. You're my friend. You've what I chosen, and I'm what you've chosen. So whatever you think of me,
really question Mikey's life choices
stuck with.
Right here.
We talked about this today. He goes, why are we friends? I go, honestly, it's based on location. If I wasn't right between your houses, you know, if I was two houses down, I'd be hanging out more with Dana and Ryan. I wouldn't be with you all the time. Or I'd be like, oh, who is that? Who is that little homeless boy running around without a shirt on? And it turns out, you know, he lives in the woods in the next house over.
That kid skips leg day.
gentlemen, yes, David.
So you still prefer tuna salad over chicken salad?
Yeah, that's an interesting. Yeah, this fucking asshole calls me during the day, and first of all, he calls me. I had two meetings
when he should be watching the movie.
Two Zoom meetings, and he calls me both times during the Zoom meetings, and I just look. I hang up real quick. I get a call later, and he's upset. I mean, he is upset that I don't pick up on him because, you know, you've seen Fatal Attraction. That's what I'm dealing with here. Listen, I need to talk to you about something. I need to ask you a question. Please rank these: chicken salad, tuna salad, egg salad. I wanted to kill him. His daughter's in the car. She's laughing. Obviously, egg salad goes right in the shitter. I'm not gonna finish the conversation here, but I am just gonna say this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I deal with on a daily basis.
What was yesterday's conversation? Was it
when you called about the movie you shouldn't have been watching, but were watching?
Yeah, he kept telling me about the history of Napoleon. Battle I was like, Waterloo. I don't care. Waterloo this.
Wait, cherry dip? Chris.
Oh, he calls me in the car with my wife and he goes, cherry dip? Chocolate dip or butterscotch dip? I chose wrong. What do I get when I get a Dairy Queen? It's
butterscotch
just
dip. Who goes to Dairy Queen? Is it Dairy Queen still around?
Oh yeah, there's still. Well, there's one in the mall. There's one up in by the beach. But we were just in Florida. I get a Blizzard, a little Oreo at Blizzard every time.
Oh yeah, no question.
That's it. And he's like, he gets a cherry dip, like
Heath,
most of the geriatrics. Blizzards.
Yeah, butterscotch dip would be the way to go if you still went to Dairy Queen.
That's.
Blizzard is the way to go.
I mean, that's the way
always.
To
go. No, cherry dip first. Butterscotch, chocolate laughs.
This is great pod. This is great podding.
This is what we're here for, folks.
This is gold.
I don't want to talk about this movie anymore. I want to talk about what we're doing next time. Because now, Dave has made fun of me many, many times, but I have another podcast. I'm going to promote it right here called Geek Mentality. You can find it at fansnotexperts.com or Fans Not Experts YouTube page. It's March. So, of course, what do we do in March? We celebrate Back to the Future in a thing I call Marty McFly. I did it. This is my fourth year of doing it. Every day, a brand new podcast. But I'm excited because there's going to be a Marty McBonus episode because... Fine Movies, Fine Spirits is finally doing my favorite movie of all time from 1985. I believe Quentin Tarantino called it a perfect movie. Dumb David, he doesn't quite agree. We're doing Back to the Future.
I watched it tonight. What's it on?
I don't know. I own it.
You should have seen it 100 times anyways. Yeah. It is the perfect movie.
I think
movie.
It might be on
I think somebody might have called it that on your Monty McFly original podcast. One of your guests.
That's right.
I'm excited to do that. It's very entertaining. I'm just telling Dave right now, anytime he mentions the movie, if he mentions that he's watching the movie after this one, I'm going to just kick it out another week.
He's going to
another pod. I'm going to bump it up, bump it away another pod.
Next
as
week.
Good, as much as I enjoyed watching this other movie too.
When we're ready to do Back to the Future, he's going to be talking about Seven and how much he loves it.
You watch Better Off Dead yet, Chris?
Yes.
Did you love it?
Yes, but again, we're not talking about that yet.
What did I tell you? You fucking loved it.
I've seen it before.
Fantastic.
We'll talk about it. But if you mention that you're watching it, or if you mention before the next podcast that you watch it or you quote it, it's going to get bumped out another pod.
No. I'm only going to watch Better Off Dead. I love that movie
Back
so
to
much.
The Future, dickhead.
Did he just hear what I said?
He just failed one right away.
I meant to say Better Off. I mean,
you did it again. It's Back to the Future, you dummy.
Now it's like three movies out.
I love that
just
movie.
Just kidding. Starting now. I know.
Chris is going to do The Goonies if you mention it one more time.
Honestly, that'll be the last podcast of all time. But.
God, well, I'm very excited to be talking about that next time. But until then, you can find us on Twitter at @fine_movies, on Instagram and Threads at @finemovies, Fine Spirits. And of course, go to fansnotexperts.com or fansnotexperts on YouTube to find every episode. Find every episode of every podcast you do. David, what?
You wearing a bro?
Am I wearing a bro? No.
Or a man's ear.
Let me ask you something. Do you own Spanx?
No, not at all.
Really? You don't own anything like a compression thing that you'd put on as an undershirt?
No, I have a compression thing for my arm.
For your what? For your head?
Arm.
For your arm. See, there you go. That's for your muscles. Can you wear your laser hat to the next episode? All right. Say goodbye, David.
Goodbye, everyone.
Oh, say goodbye, Chris.
That's all right. Yeah. It's all right.
We talk about great movies while drinking. We talk about great movies while drinking. Yeah, we talk about great movies while drinking.
Subscribe.
We feel fine.
I want to look at your big bowl of food. Thought you went out to eat oysters.
I had 36 oysters between two guys, and I drank a shitload, so I'm a little fucking hungry.
Good.
Yeah, I was. Why? I'm surprised you're not wearing a postman's uniform with the amount of mailing it in you're gonna do this week.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. Are you recording right now, Mikey?
I sure am.
I did fall asleep on this movie like at least four times. I had to watch it. Four times just because I fell asleep during the middle of it so many times.
Did you put it on late?
Such terrible taste in movies.
Fans Not Experts.